But at the same time, we need to realize that if we look at the third slide in this, we have a long, long record of making changes to the floodplain of the Chena and the Tanana. For example, we tend to talk about the normal mouth of the Chena, as you folks were just talking about it, but the mouth of the Chena, until probably about 1949, could arguably be put at today's location of the mouth of Badger Slough, because Badger Slough wasn't always a clear water stream. So until about 1949, shortly after World War II, I think, Tanana River silty water flowed in at Moose Creek Bluff into the Chena Slough, and Chena River water was only clear above where the confluence of that slough and the Chena was until it was dammed off. That we could call the zero mouth of the Chena River. And then it moved down to the first mouth, or the traditional mouth, which is now just off the end of the runway for Fairbanks International Airport. And now what Sam has just described that we've observed as changes is the mouth of the Chena has moved yet again, or is in the process of moving downstream another mile and a half, Sam, is that about right?
That's right, to the bluff.
To the bluff, and that's where effectively, now at least low water, you've got clear Chena water going to the bluff and not mixing with Tanana water until down at the bluff.